God, church. Let's be seated. Okay. I just want to need you. Hey, Mama, wa. Aki eku ojo isimi. Aju kwento ikwe eba wa odo. Eba wa she osi odo wa. Mo gbadura pe ba se nse osi odo yi ninu aye gbogbo wa a o ri apere re. We pray that there will be testimonies in our lives in the name of Jesus. And just rise up on our feet to take this song, even as we hear from God. Jesus, and we pray that your word will bless our lives in the name of Jesus, and it will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. For the Youth Week 2025, our theme is Breakford. Breakford. Ni Yoruba. Oda ko wan pe ni Bibuyo. Yes. Breakford for the your mama in the house said your match lati mix mejeje papo egba bi oruba mi ba sere. Yes, so Breakford, which means bibuyo. Yes, Breakford. And for some time now, God has been speaking to us on this particular topic, Breakford, which means there is need for us. It is a season in which we must what? We must break forth. There is need for us to what? To break forth, to emerge, not just individually, but as a church. So this morning we'll be reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, from verse 1 to 8. Aw makaninu we Deuteronomy orikini lati ese kini titi de ese kejo. I read. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side of the Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain opposite Sof, between Paran, Topel, Laban, Azeroth, and Dizahab. It's 11 days' journey from Oreb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him as commandment to them. After he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrei. On this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, the Lord our God spoke to us in Oreb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey, and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our lives in the name of Jesus. Like I said the other time, our theme for this year is Breakford. So when we say Breakford, what exactly does it mean? Breakford effort means to emerge. To come out from something, basically. Breakthrough means to end a cycle and to begin another. Breakthrough also means to be forcefully separated. To be forcefully separated between one thing and the other. So when you break forth, it means that you must have broken away from something before you can break forth. Because you are moving from something into what? Into another. And one of the things that God will be speaking to us this morning is some of the things that we must break away from. Because without breaking away from some things, you can what? You can break forth. I want us to check the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. I read, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. So it means that it's possible that you are trying to break forth, but there is still something that is holding you back. If you don't try and get rid of that thing, it will be very, very difficult for you to launch into that season and for you to what? To break forth. So it is essential that we drop all of those things that can easily hinder us from breaking forth. And this morning, I will be giving us 6 things that break forth is. Mama Fuani nkan mefa ti bibu yo je. Ninu nkan mefa fa yi a de ma ri o nkan to se ka se kini o. O nkan to ye ka mu kuro ka le ba se kini ka le ba buyo. The first thing is, break forth is a command from God and it starts with God. Bibu yo o je ofin lati odo Olorun. O de bere lati odo Olorun. And our text is from Deuteronomy chapter 1 from verse 3 to 5, which says, now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel, according to all that the Lord had given him as commandment to them, after he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrei, on this side of the Jordan, in the land of Moab. Moses began to explain this law, saying, as we all know, the children of Israel, in this particular passage of the scriptures, they are still on their journey to the promised land. They had left Egypt and they are on their way to what? To Canaan. But the journey that was supposed to take them 40 days ended up taking them 40 years. And at some point in their journey, they were supposed to move, but they were still there. At that particular spot, at that particular point in time. They should have continued with their journey, but they were what? They were still settled there. So God had to what? God had to command them. God had to what? To instruct them. And which is the first thing that I'll be talking about today, that's what? Break forth is a command from God, and it's what? And it starts from God. In the book of John, chapter 1, which says, in the beginning was what? Was the word, and the word was his word, and the word was his God. Ati isheshe bere ni kini o ni oro ti wa oro na si se kini o ohun na si je Olorun. And everything that was created was what? Was created by the word. There was nothing that was created what? Outside of the word, which includes breakthrough. For somebody that is going to breakthrough is a command from God. So if you are here and then you think, oh, breakthrough is not for me, it's for some set of people. In as much as you are a child of God, you are sons and daughter of God. Ni wa ngba to je wipe aba je omo Olorun, kini bibu yo se kini o, o je ofin lati odo Olorun fun wa. So if you think some people are just meant to be in a better place and you are meant to be where you are, no, breakthrough is a command from God to what? To every of his son and his daughter. Nibi ta de ti ka won so fa wi pe kini o oro Olorun jade si won lati ori mountain o ti ma si wi pe eni ti ko ba ni eti to ngboran ko le se kini o ko le gbo oro Olorun. If you can hear God when he's speaking, it means that when God is telling you to break forth, you won't what? You won't hear him. Ta ba de so nipa eti to ngboran, we were talking about and hear. their years. We're not just talking about our physical year. A o soro nipa eti wa ta le se kini o ta le ri obviously gbogbo wa la ngbo mi ko ki se bayen sugbon kini o eti titi emi your spiritual years, the ability for you to what, to hear from God. So if you are someone that you are not taking your life seriously, you don't take your spiritual life seriously, you don't take your relationship with God seriously, there is no way you can break forth. Because on the day God comes and says, oh my daughter, it is time for you to launch into another season, you won't hear God when he's what? When he's speaking. You won't hear God when he's what? When he's speaking. So it takes a correct man, it takes a man with correct hearing. Ẹni tó ṣe kíni o, tí etí rẹ̀ tó ń gbọ́ràn láti ṣe kíni o, láti gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run. Tell somebody, open your ears to hear the instruction of God. Open your ears to hear the instructions of God. The second thing about breakfast is that breakfast is a time and season under the heaven. And I'm going to be reading verse 6 of that particular scripture, which says, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have just long enough at this mountain. Mo so wi pe bibuyo o je igba ati akoko ni kini o ni under the heaven. O je igba ati akoko, yes. Break for to je kini o. O je igba ati akoko. It's a time and a season under the heaven. As we all know in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, in Ecclesiastes also fa wi pe kini ohun gbogbo ni kini o ni asiko wa fun. Oni on gbogbo, which means everything, including breakfast. The same way we have our seasons of waiting, it's the same way we have our what? Our seasons of manifestation. The same way we have seasons where we're supposed to learn, it's the same way we have seasons where we're supposed to what? To emerge as sons and daughters of God. God told them in his instruction, you have just long enough. Tọ́ba sọ wípé èèyàn ti dúró pẹ́ sójú kan náà, ó túmọ̀ sí pé kíni o, ó yẹ kó ti kúrò níbẹ̀, bọ́ ó sì ṣe kíni o, ó sì wà níbẹ̀. You have just long enough at a particular spot means that you have stayed too long. You are not supposed to be there again. You are not meant to be there. You should have moved from that what? From that spot. Which means that what? There is time for you to wait and there is time for you to what? To emerge. And there's some people that are spiritually, they can't descend their seasons. Ẹlòmíì kò mọ ìgbà tó lọ́wọ́ bá ṣe kíni o, kò lọ, kò mọ ìgbà tó lọ́wọ́ bá sọ pé kò lọ, kò mọ ìgbà tó lọ́wọ́ bá sọ pé kò ṣe kíni o, kò má lọ, ó kàn ń gbé ayé bó ṣe wù. Some people can tell when God is saying move, when God is saying go, when God is saying sit, when God is saying oh, it's time for you to be useful for me. Some people cannot discern their seasons. And if you cannot discern your season, it will be very, very impossible for you to break forth. It will be impossible for you to what? To break forth. Even Jesus had a time where he was what? Where he waited, where he was learning. And when it was time, what did he do? He emerged as a what? As a son of God. So if you don't know when exactly it is for you to emerge, or when exactly it is for you to wait, you have what? You have issues with what? With break forth. God told them, you have dwelt long enough. Long enough on this what? On this mountain. There are times where God has already moved and we are still what? We are still where we are. An example is the issue of Saul. The Spirit of God was no longer what? Was no longer upon him and he still proceeded to be what? To be king. If you can't tell when this is God saying, oh, move, and when God is saying sit, you'd what? You would have issues with breaking forth. So one of the things that we must break away from to break forth is ignorance. Aimoko. You need to what? You need to break away from ignorance. Inability to discern the seasons of your life. If you can't discern your seasons accurately, you can what? You can break forth. God told them, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. O ti duro pe sibi bayi, o ye ko se kini o. O ye ke ti move, o ye ke ti se kini o. O ye ke ti ma lo. Tell somebody, break away from ignorance. Break away from ignorance. I want us to check the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 23. which says, now, these were the number of divisions that were equipped for war and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. These are the number of what? Divisions that were equipped for war and came to David. One fell also gun, one to equip one, but one to walele. I want us to check verse 32 of that particular scripture, of that same scripture. Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200 and all their brethren were at their command. Including the people that would go to war, we saw the men of Issachar, who had understanding of what? Of time and season. I'm sure that they are not going to the war to have them carry weapon. You go to war to fight. But this man of Issachar, who had understanding of time, had to accompany them. Why? If you don't make the right move at the right time, it is very, very possible for you to what? To fail. Which shows the importance of knowing what to do at the right time, knowing your season, knowing when to move, and knowing what? Knowing when to stay. So if you will break forward, you need to break away from ignorance. You can't just live life anyhow. No. Kini Oluwa fe kin se at this point in time? Kini mo nse? Se bi ti mo wa ni mo wa? Se Oluwa o ti fe kin kuro ni mi bayi? Se fe kin duro ni? Se fe kin se ni? Kini Oluwa fe, kini Oluwa nso nipa awon omo mi ni asiko isinyi? What is God saying? So we need to what? We need to break away from ignorance. And the third thing is, break forth is bettered by discomfort. I'm reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 7, which says, turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites. What we are picking from that particular passage is what? Is turn. After God had told them, see, you people have stayed long enough. He had made them understand, seasons have changed. You are no longer meant to be here. You are meant to be somewhere else. So what do? You turn. And like I said, break forth is bettered by discomfort. If you are not uncomfortable with that state that you are in, you can't break forth. You can't advance. Because if there is comfort somewhere, what will you do? You will sit there. You will stay there. Tabaniyesi ninu church wa yi nisi. Mo shock pe awon kan ni ma tete ma lo. Later she man pa service and some people carry their bag and go. No, they will sit because what? Because it's comfortable. If you are comfortable in that particular spot and position, you can what? You can break forth. You can advance. God told them, turn. And when you turn, turn means you change position. Sorry, mo turn, bye. When you turn, turn what? Turn means to change your position. You get uncomfortable. And that version of scripture says, the camp. You pack your load. You pack your load. You what? You turn. You get uncomfortable. Breakfast is bettered by what? By discomfort. And as you all know, comfort is a killer of dream. Even if you have something big that you want to achieve, in as much as you are comfortable in that same spot, you won't what? You won't make decision. Am I worried? I just say it. Daily 2K now. Abi now. Kushat Mari, daily 2K me. And everything will be alright. No! We need to break away from comfort. Anybody that is going to break forth needs to what? Needs to be uncomfortable. Am I shaking you? Am I break away from comfort? Am I break away? Go, 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 shaking you. To check it. Sports in your coat, wa lorun. Am I shaking you? Am I mukuro? Oluwani, turn, decamp, pack your load. You get uncomfortable. Whatever it is that is making you stay at that point in time, what do? You remove it away. And as you can all see in the story of Esther and Mordecai, when Haman was against Mordecai, Mordecai told Esther, see, if you keep quiet and you remain silent, if you don't do anything, if you don't take any steps, see, deliverance help will arise for the Jews, but for you and your family, you will what? You will perish. Oni ni won igba to ba duro sibi beyen to se kini o to o se nkan kan help you what? Help you arise for the Jews, but as for you and your family, you what? You perish. Which also shows that in a situation where you are getting too comfortable in a particular position, it's likely for you that what is coming is destruction. If you put a food on the table for some days without touching it, after 5 days, what do you think will happen to the food? The food will not be good again, is it? That is exactly what happens. The moment you are still in the same place over and over and over and over and over and over, you start to get rotten. So God told them, turn, get uncomfortable. Get what? Get uncomfortable. The same thing with David too. He went to give his brothers food. And he saw Goliath roaring at his people. He heard what Goliath said to them. And then he said what? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the what? The army of God. And then he started to ask around. Oh, who is this person? Who is he? What is going to be given to this person? What is the reward for the person that kills this man? He could have easily dropped the food and then go back to keeping his father's sheep, rearing his father's sheep. But as soon as he heard the word of Goliath, it was a discomfort that started in his heart. Oh, what? No, this cannot be. This does not ought to be. No, this cannot be. No, this cannot be. That was what started for him. And he was. And at the end of the day, he conquered Goliath. If you are comfortable in that particular spot where you are, you won't see the need to change. And the moment you don't see the need to change, you won't what? You won't change. The moment you don't see the need to advance, you won't what? You won't advance. Which means that what? Anybody who is going to break forth must break away from what? From comfort. Tell somebody, break away from comfort. Break away from comfort. God told them, see, you have stayed long enough in this place. It looks like you people are already okay. If I have stayed enough, you're acting like it's okay for you. Decamp, Tom, carry your, pack everything that belongs to you. And what? And advance. And the fourth thing about break forth is that break forth is a means for advancement. When you break forth, you advance. When you break forth, you don't stay on the same spot. Oh, Jade, you advance. And then after some moment of incubation, and you know, when you break forth, you advance. You don't stay at that same spot. Let's check verse 7 of the scriptures, which says, turn and take your journey. Go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites, to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. God told them, turn and take your journey. After you start to get uncomfortable in that particular spot, you don't remain there. You what? You advance. You move away from there. God told them, turn and take your journey. Break forth is a means for advancement. Is a what? Is a miss. You don't settle back into something you just got uncomfortable for. You don't settle back there. You what? God told them, advance. See, as far as the great river, some of us are limiting ourselves. And the moment you constantly limit yourself, you can what? You can break forth. God said, advance. See, as far as you can see, for somebody, this is God saying, it is time for you to explore all of the options that I have given you. Advance, 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 advance. You are not meant to settle. So for somebody who is going to break forth, they need to what? They need to break away from stagnancy. Idaduro, lojukono. Advance, do something new. Try new things. Shall I like to be there? Oh, let me just be here. No. No. Advance. Tell somebody, advance. Advance. God told them, see, go as far as you want, as the great river. Go to the mountain. Go to the valley. Go everywhere. God told them to what? To explore their option. Don't think some people are made for a particular place and you are made for something less. God has given us what? God has given us opportunities and resources. It is less for us to what? To tap into those opportunities and resources that God has made available for us. God said, advance. Move away from that what? From that position. Break away from stagnancy. Move. As far as the what? As far as the great river. And the same thing is applicable to us. As far as God says you should go. It's actually as far as you should go. God is saying, oh, I have somewhere great for you. And I'm like, God, it's for them, it's not for me. God is saying what? Oh, I have something greater for you. I'm like, God, no. Go as far as what? As God says you should go. Break away from, oh, let me just hide here. Let me just stay in one spot. No. Go as far as what? As far as you should go. Break away from what? Break away from stagnancy. Break away from stagnancy. Yes. When God says break forth, it says what? Arise and what? Arise and what? Arise and shine. You know that when a light shines, when you put a light inside a bucket, can a light shine outside of that bucket? You put a light in a bucket and you cover it. Can it shine outside that bucket? It is as much expression as you give yourself. You will shine as much as you give yourself expression. If you confine yourself in a particular space, you can't move past that space. Arise, shine. God has called us what? To arise and shine. See, if you put yourself in a particular space, you confine yourself in that environment. You can't move past that environment. It is as much expression as you allow for yourself. It's as much as you will shine. So God is saying, advance. Move as far as you can see. Go as far as you can see. Let your light shine so that the world would see and what? And glorify your Father in heaven. Shine. Move. Break away from stagnancy. Stop confining yourself within that space or that environment. Oh, this is my own area. That one is for them. Go as much as what? As God says you should go. Only God gets to set limits to our lives. And the fifth thing about breakfast is that breakfast is sponsored by sight. For somebody who is going to breakfast, you need to see. And this is not just physical seeing. This is also spiritual seeing, spiritual sight. Gbogbo alale ri na. Gbogbo ke se iru iri na bayi la nso. We can all see, but this is not the kind of sight we are talking about. Spiritual sight, the ability to see from God's perspective. And I want us to check verse 8 of that scripture, which says, see, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them and their descendants after them. Our emphasis for that part is see. Do you think that if they were seeing correctly, God would have had to tell them to see? For somebody who is going to break forth, you need to see. I'm sure that they must have been at the mountain. Some people must have even gone to explore. Say, let's walk around, though. Let's see the things that we have around. But if God does not open your eyes to see the opportunities, even in the lowlands and the mountain, you can't break forth. God told them, see. And like I said, it's not just your physical seeing. The ability to see from what? From God's perspective. Not just seeing the mountains that we have in front of us, but the greater reward that God has prepared for us. Even Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. For the joy. Some of us, we see the cross and we what? And we move back. We see the cross and we what? And we retreat. We see the mountain and we retreat. For somebody who is going to break forth, you need to what? You need to be able to see from God's perspective. Ability to see clearly and see accurately. Somebody is going to tell God that, God, please open my eyes to see the opportunities that you have placed around me, the resources that you have placed around me. God should what? God should open our eyes to see. From somebody, you have to break forth from what? From short-sightedness. That's your problem. That's the reason why you're not moving from what? From one level to the other. You can't see beyond the physical. You can't see beyond what you are seeing. You need to what? You need to see what God himself has in store for you. He says, eyes have not seen. So it can't be what you are seeing. Eyes have not seen. It can't be what you are seeing. You get to say, God, in this situation, what exactly do you want from me? What exactly would you have me do? So if you can't see from God's point of view, from God's perspective, you can what? You can break forth. At that point where Jesus resurrected, some people had an encounter with Jesus and they did not know that what? It was him. Obviously, they saw him. They worked with him. But they did not know that what? They did not know it was him. A lot of people have walked past their opportunities. You've walked past that person that is supposed to bring you the connection that will launch you into breakthrough. You've walked past that person. That friend that came to you and said, let's be friends. I'm like, you, what do you have to offer me? You don't look like somebody that has something to offer me. You've judged the person with your physical eyes. Somebody needs to what? Needs to break away from short-sightedness. You need to tell God to what? To open your eyes to see the blessing in the what? In distress. The blessing in what? The blessing in what? In trouble. Breakfast is what? Is sponsored by sight. We can all remember the story of Moses when he sent men to spy the land. Caleb and Joshua and some other men. And then they got to the place. And then they saw the land. Oh, this land is flowing with milk and honey. And then they are also what? They are also giants. Some people saw, oh, this land is good though. But they are giants. But the God that we have is bigger than what? It's bigger than what is in them. So if we can what? If we can defeat these giants, we can have the good land that flows with what? With milk and honey. Some people are like, oh no, these giants are undefeatable. We can't defeat them. So you need to what? You need to see beyond the physical. And Pastor shared one story with us one time about some men that were asked to go and explore a particular place. They sell shoes. And you have to go to a particular environment to go and what? To go and check the place. How good will this place be for our shoemaking business? Two different men. The first person went there and got there and discovered that, oh, these people don't wear shoes. And then he went back to the company. Oh, these people don't wear shoes, oh. So we can what? We can take our business there. We won't sell. Another person went to that same place. Oh, these people don't wear shoes. It means that if we bring our shoes here, it will what? It will sell. People, most of us are like the first man. Oh no. It can't work. See beyond the physical. So somebody needs to what? Break away from short-sightedness. Tell somebody, see beyond the physical. See beyond the physical. And the last thing about breakfast is that breakfast is an invitation to possess the finished work of God. When God's instruction comes to us and sons and daughters, some of us say, oh God, I can't do this. I can't do this. God told them, pack your load, move. When God gave Abraham instruction and said, see, oh, pack your things and move. And I what? And I will show you a particular place that I will give to your what? To your descendants. Some people out of fear, they will say, God, what are you giving me? What do you have to give me? When God told them, see, God told them, see, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land. When God gives you an instruction, God does not start to work on that particular instruction at that point in time. He has what? He has gone ahead of you. God won't tell you to do something that won't, God won't tell you to do something that won't work. When God gives you an instruction, he what? He has called you into his finished work. It means that he has already finished it. We cannot remember the story of Moses. When he went to deliver the Israelites, I was thinking, if God had not planned the old, I was thinking, oh, so did God start to plan the old 10 plagues? If this one does not work, and then we'll try this one. If this one does not work, and then we'll try this one. No. God told him, this man that you are going to meet, he won't leave you borrow. He's going to add in his heart. God won't send you to a place. God won't send you to some. God won't send you to do something. God will instruct you on something to do. God will instruct you to do something that he has not what? That he has not finished. That he has not finished. And God told them, see, go, see, I have set this land before you. Go and take possession. When God tells you to go to a party, when God gives you something to do, it means that you possess that thing. You own it. Bring everything in obedience to Christ. You own it. You own it. Tell somebody, you own it. You own it. That thing that you are afraid to do, tell the person, you own it. You own it. Break forth is an invitation unto the world, unto the finished work of God. God told them, see, I have set this land before you. Go and take possession. God does not give his gift for giving sake. God does not give you his gift so that he can what? So that he can play around with it. God does not give you the capacity so he can what? So he can play around with it. It is that you do something and then you what? And then you come with returns. So when God said, go, go and possess the land. You're not just going there to go and explore. But you're going to what? To get the land for me, for you. So when God gives you instruction, don't stay back because of fear. Some people will not break forth because fear is holding them back. God, I am small. I don't think I can. I should go to the valley. I should go to the mountain top. I should go to this. I should go to that. And it was not as if they were not going to fight any battle. It was not as if it was just a smooth road. When God said go, it was not as if, oh, they will just go and they will enter the promised land. There were still what? There were still battles in front of them. But God told them, see, I have set the land before you. I have what? I have given you this land. Go and what? Go and take possession. Go and take possession. For somebody this morning, you will tell God that what? Whatever it is that is holding you back. Is it short-sightedness? Is it spiritual deafness? You can't hear when God is telling you, do this. You can't see. You only see the physical. You only see what you want to see. You can't see what God is telling you to see. You need to what? You need to break away from all of those things before you can what? Before you can break forth. Let us lay aside every weight that easily ensnares us. You are traveling. You are walking. You need to get somewhere. And then you are going with your big luggage. And somebody is going alone. Who do you think is going to get there first? Obviously, the person that is working alone. So, every of those weights, every of those things. Blindness, deafness, fear, comfort, ignorance. All of those things are what? They are the weights that draw us back. That when God comes calling, when God puts opportunity on our door, we say, oh, we can't see. Lay what? Lay aside every weight that what? That easily ensnares us. And for somebody, it is that you have been entangled by your situations and circumstances. Like Esau, past decisions. This is not even a matter of you being so sluggish, being so... No. It is just that the situations around you does not permit what? Break forth. Esau definitely wanted the blessing. He wanted what? He wanted his father to bless him. But he had already sold his birthright. So there was nothing that could have been done. That's the case for somebody. And for whatever it is, we're going to be trusting God to what? To break away from those things. We're going to trust God to what? To break away from those things so that we can break forth. Breakfast is not just a matter of identifying your capacity, the things that you can do and things that you cannot do. If you still have things that draw you back, there is no way. Even if you like, have 10 talents. If you like, have 20, have 50, have 100. If there is still something that holds you back, you can what? You can break forward. I want us to check the book of Genesis, chapter 27. Verse 14. Genesis 27, verse 14. Which says, by your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you become restless. You shall what? You shall break his yoke from your neck. And this is God's word to somebody this morning. That thing that is holding you back, when you become restless, when you fight it, you what? You break the yoke off your neck. That comfort zone, for somebody it is sleep. For somebody it is sin. Oh, you are very addicted to something. For somebody it is social media. For somebody it is one relationship. All of these things, we think that they are not very deep, but sometimes they are actually very deep. Every weight that what that easily ensnares us, every weight, no matter how good it may be, that thing that is holding you back from breaking forth. For somebody, it is food. If he so had known that this food thing would cause trouble for him in future, I'm sure that he would have seen Isaac, Jacob, and then he would have run. Otimokpe onje ilo ma shekin yo, no nje kin gba blessing. To se ti loje o ti ma se kini o ti ma sa lo. Every weight that was that easily ensnares us, until you become restless, until you start to fight it, it won't leave your neck. And that's what we'll be begging God for this evening, even as we rise up on our feet. You know that thing that is stopping you from breaking forth. You know that thing that easily, you know that thing that is drawing you back. To ba ti lo bayi o tun ti pada sinwe. You know that thing. You know that addiction. You know that sin. You know that relationship. That boy that you are keeping, that is not allowing you to move forward. You know it. You know it. I want us to tell it to God that God should have mercy on us and we break free from all of those things. If we don't break free, you can't break forth. If we don't break free, you can't break forth. If something still holds you back, you can't proceed. You can't move forward. If you are still tied to something, you can't move forward. For somebody, it is your family background that is holding you back. We are going to beckon on God for mercy, that God should help us break free from all of those things. From somebody, it is your finance that is holding you back. For somebody, it is that you are already comfortable with your achievements. For somebody, it is that you are already comfortable with that state that you are in. And you can make progress. I'm going to be trusting God for mercy. That the Lord should help us to break free from them. God, I don't want to go and then have something draw me back again. It can be so frustrating. You are trying to advance, but every time you move, something still keeps holding you back. We are going to trust God for mercy. That God should help us. He should have mercy on us. He should help us break free. And I want us to have that desire in our hearts to actually want, to actually break free. That desire, until you become restless. See, until you become what? Until you become restless. I want somebody to get restless in their spirit. You also want to break forth. So God, whatever it is that is holding me back, help me break free from them. For somebody, you need sight. You are blind spiritually. Help me break free from spiritual blindness. For somebody, you are deaf. Help me break free from spiritual deafness. For somebody, you are ignorant. Help me break free from ignorance. That God should have mercy on us and help us break free so that we can break forth. So that we can break forth. God should help us break free. For our mommies, I want us to pray for our kids. I want us to pray for ourselves. The opportunities that God has, the there are opportunities that God has placed in front of us, that God should open our eyes to see. We want to see. We want to see. We don't want to be there blind. That God should help us. God, I'm not shaking you. God shall anufua. That God should have mercy on us. We want to break free from those things that hold us back. For those things that hold us back. We want to break free. That God should help us. God should help us. God should deliver us. For somebody, if it is sin, tell God, God should help you to break away from that sin. Is it masturbation? Is it lying? Is it stealing? Is it pornography? See, God won't give you something you can't undo well. God won't give you something that you won't manage well. So you need to break away from all of those things to break forth. You need to break away from those things to break forth. It was after the man with 5 talents had been tested that he was given more. Even the state that you are in, something is holding you back. How much more when I put lives into your hands? How much more when you have to carry the weight of 10 people on your shoulders? How much more when I place nations in your hands? How would you do it? That God should help us break forth to break free. That God should help us break away from all of those things to break forth. It should help us break free to break forth. You know that area that you are trusting God for, that God should help you. That God should help you. That God should help you. I'm sure if it is something that you can do by yourself, you would have. But it's not. God should help you. God should open your eyes to see the things that you need to see. God should open your ears to hear the things that you need to hear. God should open your eyes to see beyond your present state. God should open your eyes to see what He has placed in front of you. God should help you to enlarge your course. That God should help us. That God should help us. It's not something we can do. That God should help us. See beyond our present self. See what is, see that thing that we need to change in our state so that we can become uncomfortable. God should help us to see that thing that needs to be changed. God should help us to see that thing that needs to be changed. God should place situations around us that will make us uncomfortable. And in every area of our life that we are trusting God for breakthrough, I want us to begin to declare breakthrough. Is it your family? Is it your finances? You break forth. You break forth. You break forth. You break forth. After you break free, it is necessary for you to advance and break forth. God is saying what? Advance. Break forth. Begin to declare break forth in those areas. That God should help you put structures in place that would help you advance. Structures in place. Structures in place that would help you advance. That God should speak breakfast into those areas. Your finances, your academics, your in the business world. That God should help you. Begin to declare breakfast. Begin to declare breakfast. As you have said, this is our month of new things. So in that area, begin to declare breakfast. You leave the old and you move into something new. You leave the old and you move into something new. You leave that stage and you advance. You leave that level and you advance. Begin to declare breakthrough in every area of your life. In every area that I've been trusting God for, begin to declare breakthrough. I break forth in my finances. I break forth in my career. I break forth in my academics. I break forth in my business. I break forth in my relationship with people. Even in the things I see, I break forth. Begin to declare breakthrough in every area of your life. That God should begin to declare breakthrough. That you break forth. That you break forth. That you break forth. That you break forth. This is our season of breakthrough. This is our season of breakthrough. You can't be at that same spot when things have changed. When things have changed, when things have moved, begin to declare breakfast in that area. Begin to break forth, begin to break forth, begin to break forth. This is a breakfast season for us. We are breaking forth. So begin to break forth in that area. It won't make sense for you to be at that same level when people have moved. Begin to declare break forth. Over your family business, declare break forth. Over your heart, declare break forth. For somebody, it is your mind that needs break forth. Over every limitation, begin to declare break forth. Over every sickness, begin to declare break forth. Over every condition, begin to declare break forth. Oh, I leave this stage and I move into another. I move into abundance. I move into the finished work of God. For in Jesus' name, I'm still praying. And just say, we're still praying. I want to use this moment to tell it to God just one thing. That one area that I've been trusting God for, that one area that I've been trusting God for breakthrough, for a change. Is it healing that you want for your soul, for your spirit? That one thing. This is an opportunity for you to present it to God and say, God, I bring this to your breakthrough in this area. Just one, just one, just one. That area that you need to breakthrough. God, I bring this to you. I hand it over to you. In this area, I break forth. For somebody, it is your health. Lord, I break forth. I declare healing. I break forth. I break forth. I move from this present stage of illness to perfection, to health. For somebody, it is your finance. I move from this broke level into abundance. For that area, I begin to declare what you want. I move from this level to the other. For somebody, Lord, I move from this number of customers to this number of customers. For your academics, I move from this CGPA to the other. That area that you want, God, present it to Him. Present it to Him. He hears us. He hears us. So tell it to God, that area that you want to break forth. For in Jesus' name, we are still praying. Our Father and our God, we have come to learn at your feet this morning, this afternoon. Father, Lord, and you have spoken your word to us. Father, Lord, we pray that your seed germinate, the seed of your word germinate in our hearts in the name of Jesus. And it starts to cause disruptions in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. We start to get uncomfortable in states that we need to in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we say that nobody amongst us is ignorant in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I declare open sight for everybody in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I declare open ears for us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I declare that the grace for us to tap into the opportunities that you have placed around us, that you grant unto us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, by the time we come back next year for Youth Week, we will have abundant testimonies. It will be a change and a shift in levels. It will be a change and a shift in levels. For somebody, God is saying He is moving you from that present state that you are to another. It will be a shift and a change in levels in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you have answered our prayers. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.